Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
Betcha that's Dan, the Duzz mailman.
Yep, in person. And just loaded down with Duzz letters again, Mr. Collier.
Boy, seems every day is Duzz day for most folks.
You bet. Take this letter from Washington, D.C.
What's
Mrs.
that?
Bertha Sykes says Duzz is swell for her laundry.
Uh-huh.
So when her little niece spilled ink on the living room rug, Mrs. Sykes does the rug. And what do you think?
No ink.
Say, get this one from Wyman Dam, Maine.
What?
From Mr. William Baker. He does the goat.
A goat?
Yep. I can hear that goat now. Does.
Dozing a goat. Brother, that bleats all.
Oh.
And folks, listen to this swell letter from Phoenix, Arizona. Mrs. Raymond Hill writes, "You sounded so convincing about does, I finally tried it. Well, I got the surprise of my life. Does turned everything in my wash out sparkling clean, the white things beautifully white. It's no malarkey when I say Does beats any wash day soap I ever tried." Well, Mrs. Hill, it's no malarkey when I say no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does does. Yet this new kind of soap means extra safety for your colored rayon undies. Why, Does does everything in your wash. It's the soap that's best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Only Does gave you this outstanding combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life.
The outer drive south for a while, Dr. Brent. I'll tell you when to turn off.
All right. Are you sure your family isn't going to consider this an imposition, Miss Post?
An imposition?
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I'm bringing you home for dinner? You don't know my family, Doctor. I do this sort of thing all the time.
Well, bringing friends home to dinner is one thing, but bringing a man home who's trying to raise money for a hospital is... Well, that's something else again. I wish you'd called your mother.
Why?
Well, because...
Mother will love you. She's fascinated by doctors, always has been.
Well, that's one point in our favor, isn't it?
Yes. Now, remember, you're not going to say a word about my getting a traffic ticket.
Oh, I won't.
You see, it's impossible for Mother to keep her mouth closed about things like that. If she found out, she'd be sure to tell Daddy. And
yeah.
If he found out... Well, every time my name gets in the newspapers, he thinks that a bad publicity costs him a fortune. Now, you'd also better forget about meeting me in Big Bill Wiley's office, I think. I'll just say that you were down at the Red Cross, and in between collecting funds for the 1945 war drive, Well, everyone was talking about the wonderful work your hospital's doing, and... Well, that's true, isn't it?
Well, we're working,
Well, all I'm going to say is that I thought you were so interesting, I decided to bring you home.
Well, that's very complimentary of you, Miss Post. I never before thought of myself as interesting.
Jim Brent, driving the daughter of one of Chicago's leading merchants toward her home, seized the moment of silence which followed to take stock of himself. As chief of staff at Wiley Memorial Hospital, it had been his duty to hie himself to the office of the chairman of the Board of Trustees and their attempt to wheedle enough money for some badly needed neurological equipment. The chairman, one of the city's outstanding political chieftains, explained carefully the difficulties involved in raising money for a hospital as new as Wiley Memorial. In the midst of this conversation, Madeline Post burst into the office. And Big Bill Wiley, always ready to take advantage of an opportunity, promised to do what he could about the traffic ticket which she was just given if she, in turn, would introduce Jim to her father. This seemed to be no problem at all to Miss Post. So now, after 15 minutes or so, she directed Jim to turn right. In a few more minutes, they pulled up before an old gray stone house. After locking the car, Jim followed Madeline Post inside.
Mother! Oh, Mother, come down here, will you? I want you to meet someone.
Please go away, Madeline, and stop shouting.
But, Mother, I want you to...
I don't feel like meeting anyone.
Never mind, Miss Post. I wouldn't want you to disturb her.
Don't be silly. Mother, will you please come down here?
Madeline, don't you have any consideration at all? I have a splitting headache.
Really, Miss Post, there's no need to upset her.
I'll settle this right away. You'd really enjoy meeting my guest, Mother. He's a doctor.
A doctor?
A very important one.
I'll be right down, Madeline.
You see?
Yes.
Take the doctor into the living room, Madeline.
Okay. Now, I'll take your coat.
Just tell me where I can put it, Miss Post.
Right here in the closet.
Oh, thank you. Can I help you?
No, thanks. I'm getting used to helping myself, the servant problem being what it is.
Oh, it's still difficult to get help?
Oh, well, where have you been?
Well,
I suppose there still are a couple of available butlers in Chicago, but Daddy says they ask too much money.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Come along.
All right.
I'd better warn you to be careful as you walk through here. Mother has the place fixed up more like an antique shop than a living room. You've never seen so much furniture in one place in your life.
Well, there are some very nice pieces.
A few, but most of them are hideous. You'd better sit in this big green chair. It's the most stable thing in the place. All the others look like chairs, but they're liable to fold up like an accordion at the slightest...
Are you certain you don't exaggerate a bit?
Of course I exaggerate. Who doesn't? Would you like a cocktail?
No, thank you.
Sure?
Positive?
Well, you probably need one to bolster you up. You know, Mother can be quite a problem when she wants to.
Are you people talking about me?
Oh, hello. Didn't take you long, did it?
No, of course not.
Mother, this is Dr. Brandt.
I'm so glad to meet you, Doctor.
How do you do, Mrs. Post?
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not doing very well at the moment. I have a terrific pain in my left shoulder right here.
Oh, that's a shame.
I thought you had a headache, Mother.
Well, I did. I guess the pain slipped down. Where on earth did you meet Dr. Brandt, Madeline?
Well, do you like him?
Oh, very much, but where
Well, it was at the...
At the Red Cross headquarters. I met him there.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, if there are many more doctors like you around, I'm certainly going to start giving more time and attention to the Red Cross.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that, Mrs. Post, but you see,
You're embarrassing him, Mother.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Mother, Dr. Brandt is staying to dinner.
How wonderful.
I hope you don't mind, Mrs. Post. I told your daughter she'd better phone and warn you first, but she didn't seem to... I think it was necessary.
Well, of course not. Cook always counts on company for dinner. Do you think a massage would help my shoulder, Doctor?
Well, I couldn't say offhand. I don't know what the trouble is, so it's hardly possible for me to tell.
I'm so glad you're not one of those snap judgment doctors. Now, I've had
Mother,
this
pain for... Dr. Brandt isn't here to discuss your ailments with you. I invited him over for a particular reason.
Oh?
He wants to talk to you and Father.
Oh, good heavens, you're not thinking of marrying Madeline, Dr. Brandt.
Oh, no, Mrs. Post. It's nothing like that.
What a pity. If you were in the family, you'd be able to... Well, it was an idea. I suppose you're already married, though.
Yes, I am.
Well, won't your wife mind you're not going home to eat?
Well, no. You see, she's not in town right now.
Oh, you poor man. Well, then you'll stay with us this evening.
You expect Mr. Post home soon, do you?
Mr. Post?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won't be home until late.
Oh, he won't?
Not for dinner?
No, dear, he has a business appointment. Did you say you wanted to talk to him about something, Dr. Brandt?
Yes, I did, but since he won't be home, perhaps I'd better make the date for some other time.
Oh, no.
You can wait, can't you, Dr. Brandt? He promised to be home shortly after dinner.
Well, you see, there's a patient I should see at the hospital.
Oh, but the hospitals are filled with doctors. One of them will surely be nice enough to look after your patient. You stay with us.
I think I should at least put in a call.
Well, the phone's right in the hall. Show Dr. Brandt where it is, Madeline.
Okay.
You'll excuse me, Mrs. Post?
Of course. Go right ahead, Doctor.
Thank you.
I Hope Mother isn't getting you down.
Oh, no, no.
You look a bit fed up.
I've been thinking about my patient.
Well, there's the phone. Call up and get the patient off your mind.
Thanks, I'll do that.
And come back in the living room when you've finished.
All right. Dr. Thompson. Yes, Dr. Brent calling. That's right. Hello, Doc. Jim Brent. No. Yes, I saw him, but... Oh, well, it's rather difficult to explain at the moment. Yeah, Doc, I'm afraid I won't be able to get back to the hospital for some time. No, it isn't. That's just why I'm here. Well, not at all. Yeah, it's miserable. Yeah, I will. But would you make my rounds for me tonight? Thanks. Okay, I'll see you when I get back. Thanks, Doc. Yes, I'll try.
Well, that didn't take long.
No, it didn't.
Dr. Brent, I do hope you won't mind what I've done.
Oh, I'm sure I won't, Mrs. Post.
Well, I've brought down a few of the medicines I've been taking, and I wonder if you could tell me whether or not I need a new type of medicine, or whether these are all right. Now, the first four bottles here are for my stomach condition. Dr. Russell prescribed this one, and Dr. Stoddard prescribed this one.
Arrayed on a table were no less than 24 bottles of various colors, sizes, and shapes. In addition, there were a score or more of boxes containing pills of one kind or another. Standing before them, her eyes wide with expectation, was Mrs. Post. At first glance, Jim wanted to grab his hat and coat from the closet and run out of the house. If raising money for Wiley Memorial Hospital was going to involve this, he wanted no part of it. But then... he remembered the advice Doc Thompson had just given him over the telephone. The doctor had said, "You're not used to this sort of thing, Jim, and that's why it's miserable for you. But don't forget you're there for a purpose. The money those people might contribute can buy equipment that can take patients whose minds and bodies are twisted and bent and make them over." And so without another word, Jim Brent sat down on a large green chair and faced Mrs. Post. You know, sometimes we fail to take full advantage of the good things we have. That's what Mrs. Lindsay discovered. You see, she needed a soap for dishes one day, and she remembered that box of Dove in her laundry, so she said...
I heard Dove is best. I know it does everything in my wash. Wonder what it does in the dishpan.
And that's when Mrs. Lindsay discovered Dove does everything for dishes, too. She found Dove makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. In fact, this new kind of soap burst into suds the instant water touched it. Mrs. Lindsay was truly surprised.
Oh, what do you know? The way those suds last, I won't have to keep adding more soap.
Then, when she tackled those frying pans, she noticed Dove really gives fast action on grease.
Say, look at Dove whiz through that grease. There's no hard scouring.
And when the dishes were dozed, Mrs. Lindsay looked at her hands.
My, Dove leaves my hands nice and soft.
Sure, Dove is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. I tell you, when you dose your dishes, you'll find Dove does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash.